Es gab eine Sitzung im EU-Parlament und Erik Marquardt hat mit anderen organisiert, dass ein Interview von einem Afghanen, der in Moria, glaube ich, war, vorgespielt wird. Das ist Sabi. Und dieser Vortrag wurde aber unterbrochen von... auf jeden Fall hat eine Politikerin den Vortrag unterbrochen. Es war nicht möglich, den zu Ende vorzuspielen im EU-Parlament. Wir wollen das hier jetzt aber nachholen.
Colleagues, actually in this debate, far too little people who are most affected by this situation get to be heard. The refugees themselves. Our colleague Erik Marquardt is in Moria right now and he wanted to change that. That is why I want all of you to listen to the testimony that Zabi from Afghanistan gave to him.
Hi, my name is Zabi. I'm from Afghanistan and I'm also one of the refugees who used to live in Camp Moria. Now that they have left Camp Moria, these refugees, they have been sleeping on the ground. This is an extremely horrible and heartbreaking situation. If you think that the refugees are not suffering here, please see if you can come here with your own families, with your beloved ones. Cross this sea with a rubber boat and try to see if you can sleep on the ground with your own beloved ones. Try it without having enough food, water, or some sort of a shelter.
We are here to speak.
How can this happen, honestly?
As members of parliament, to have other people speak here in behalf. I think if we start that, we can have 450 million people speaking here. I'm sorry, even though I understand what you want to say, please could you carry on in a different way, maybe reading it out or something?
Okay, Madam President, if I must, I'm going to read out the rest of the statement that Zabi from Afghanistan gave. So he said, how can this happen? Honestly, we as
refugees believed that human rights would be respected in Europe. The fact that we are refugees doesn't mean that we should be burdened on anyone's shoulders. No, we can work as long as the opportunity is provided for us. We know how to even offer help because we have been through so much in life. We had heartbreaking reasons for leaving our countries. We had heartbreaking reasons for leaving our families and beloved ones behind.
I don't know what else to say, because these words should be enough to wake up those that make decisions.